Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
I want you to imagine yourself right now in a boxing ring. And your opponent is your goals, your dreams, and all the things you hope to accomplish in this lifetime. And then the audience is going to be your family, your friends, and everybody you think you know on your social media, okay? And they are the spectators, all right? So what I want you to know today while you listen to this episode is that everybody's not in your corner. You may have a few people who's really out here in your corner rooting for you, but a lot of times, and let's be honest, those family members, those so-called friends, they rooting against you. They rooting for those dreams and those things you want to knock you on your ass. And that's just what it is. They're hoping that you do not achieve what you are trying to achieve. And we about to get into that. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you for being here. On this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibrations, changing your habits, your thoughts, and your beliefs, tapping into your imagination so that you can become more creative, and changing your mindset so that you can start thinking about things differently, so that you can move differently. So today on this podcast, let me backtrack for a moment. So yesterday I posted on my social media, my whiteboards, okay, where I write things that I gotta do, and you know, I have about 3 whiteboards throughout my house, okay? And I write down inspirational quotes, things that I need to remember on a daily basis. I write down my morning routine. I write down, just things to keep me motivated, my schedule, all of those things is what I write down. So I shared that yesterday on my social media, one of the things that came to mind. And so I'm going to read it here, and then I'm going to expand on what I am trying to say with what I wrote. Okay, so here we go. First of all, the first thing I need you to know is that everybody not going to want what you want. For the people in the back, everybody not going to want what you want for yourself, and everybody not going to want it for you. All right? Not everyone is going to celebrate your wins, your losses, your growth, your good news, your transformation, your choices, your journey. They're not going to celebrate that, all right? They're going to be people who, okay, let me just finish the quote, or what I wrote, I mean. So, and that's why you have to, okay? You have to celebrate yourself, because not everybody is going to be happy for you, all right? So you have to be your own cheerleader. You've heard me say this before. You have to be your own cheerleader. You have to be your own mentor, be your own coach, or whatever you need to be for yourself, and don't allow other people energy to come in and disrupt your energy or deplete your energy, worrying about if another person is proud or happy about what you're doing or for you, okay? So be happy and proud of and for yourself, okay? Be proud of yourself and be proud for yourself, all right? So, you know, let's expand on that. So there may be something that you want for yourself, but a family member, a loved one, a spouse, they may be like, nah, you shouldn't do that, you know? But you know you want this thing. All right, and you go after what you want is what I'm trying to say. Don't worry about who else or whoever think that you shouldn't have these things that you want. If you want it, And in your heart, you feel this is what you really want to do with yourself, your life. You want to change careers. You want to, whatever it is. If you want it, you go for it. Because everybody not going to be able to see your vision, your plan for yourself. You see it, they might not see it. And that's okay, because why? It's not meant for them. Okay? So, and going back to that thing that about not everyone gonna celebrate your wins, I'm the type of person, me, I'm talking about me, myself, and I here. I'm the type of person who has learned to not post everything that I'm proud of, that I'm grateful for, that I'm that I have accomplished on social media, because it gives us a sense that we need this praise and appreciation from someone else, and that's not the word I'm looking for. We need this reassurance. That's still not the word I'm looking for. There's another word I'm looking for, but as I go, it'll come to me. But we feel like we need that from other people. We need other people validate. That's the word. We feel we need other people's validation to validate our own happiness, and that is not true. If you are happy with yourself, if you are proud of yourself, you celebrate yourself, okay? You don't need another person to say, oh man, congratulations, all right? You already feel that. So it's like this thing inside of us that wants that, you know? It wants that attention, I guess. That's what it is. It's the attention from other people. So we go out and we post everything we do on social media to grab attention from people. And at some point in your life, you have to learn to stop attention seeking, okay? For the people in the back, all right? I understand that you want people who know you to know that you're doing well, you're doing great, you're changing your mind, but at the same time, you have to think about those people and where they are in their journey, in their life, and they're not going to be proud of you. That's just what it is, and that's just keeping it 100. They are not going to be proud because they are not where you are, okay? They're not in the same level of mindset. They're not in the same tax bracket. They're not in the same, you know, environment. And so you're going out searching for this attention or seeking this attention, and then when you don't get what you want back, per se, let's say you've done something great like bought a new home and you've posted it and you're proud of yourself, so you post it on your social media and let's say about you get about 30 likes. Maybe 15 people say congratulations, but you got over 500 friends on this social media. Why are more people not excited for what you've accomplished and what you've done? That's because they haven't accomplished it themselves. They haven't done it themselves. And even the ones who do congratulate you, all right, they still may feel some type of way. They may not be fully proud of what you've done because they haven't done it themselves. And that's where it comes in. And you'll be like, oh man, I only got 15 likes. And your focus is on the wrong thing. So that's why I don't post accomplishments of my own on social media. Sometimes I do because I'm so excited about it myself. But I don't care who else compliments me. It goes back to that not taking things personally, okay? But I don't do it. You know, I have been, there are plenty of things that I am so grateful and beyond shocked that I've been able to accomplish in just these past 2 years. I have talked to people who I used to think were untouchable, okay? Celebrities. I have physically talked to them, okay, and had a conversation with them, and I don't share those things. You may hear and see and listen to some of those things on my podcast. I do share some things, but I don't share everything because I don't feel the need to have that attention from everybody, because I'm happy. I'm very, very proud of myself for the things that I've been able to create and accomplish, and you should too. People who are untouchable, celebrities, like, who would have thought that I would be able to talk to somebody? But you have to understand, just like us, they are the same. They are human and they are touchable. You can reach out to them and you can get to them, and they can see you as a human being as well, and they'll be willingly and openly enough to treat you like one. It's all about the integrity you give to people, the respect you give to people. And, you know, it's just one of those things. But, yeah, everybody's not going to want what you want for yourself. Everybody's not going to be ready to celebrate every time you do something great. All right? Every time you break a habit. Every time you change careers to level up in life. And that's when you gotta come in with a strong mindset, a positive attitude, and be there for yourself. And stop allowing other people to determine your happiness, your peace. Okay? Like, you gotta take control of that yourself. You gotta be in your own corner when things are up and down for the people in the back. Now, I will say this. If you would like to share your experiences, your highs and your lows, with people in this world, do it with an intimate group of people. People you know who are genuinely, okay, and I say that word real slowly so you can hear it, genuinely proud of your efforts, okay? Share with those intimate people, and that could just be a small group of people that you know. Hey, man, I did this today. And what they're going to say, oh, man, that's awesome. I'm proud of you. And they're going to be genuinely happy for you and what you have accomplished with no other judgment behind it. Find that intimate group of people, all right? Instead of choosing to share everything with the whole wide web, okay? That's all I'm saying. Because eventually what's going to happen is you're going to be so worried about what other people have to say about it, think about it, or who's not liking it, this, that, and the other. And all that is doing is causing you to feel less than, less of yourself. And you don't need that in your life. You really don't. You need to be well convicted in your doings, okay? I'll say it that way. You need to be well convicted in your doings. So if I post something on social media and it gets a lot of likes, that's great, but I already like it, because I wouldn't have posted it if I didn't like it. So I don't need your validation. I don't need your reassurance that this thing is liked, because I liked it, and that's all that matters. So you have to be like that with the things in your life, your goals, all right, your dreams. Celebrate every win for yourself, small or big, all right? And I say all right a lot because I want you to get it, okay? I need you to understand that this ain't a game, and it's not time to play, you know, with yourself and give other people the opportunity to control how you feel. Control your own feelings, your emotions. Take control of your emotions. I want you to be the type of person, like myself, which is what I want for myself, which is why I wake up every day and I thank God for allowing me to see another day to be better than I was yesterday. But I want you to be this way, to be the type of person that doesn't allow another person to determine how you feel, that doesn't allow a comment, a compliment, or any of that to determine how you feel. You should know how you feel. And whatever it is that you want in life, you get it for yourself. You do it for you. You do it for yourself first. And then once it's done, and you can decide whether you want to bring other people along with you, then that's what you do. But first and foremost, you do it for you. And that's all I got to say today. That's the message that I want to drop on you all today. I pray that everyone is in good health. I pray that everyone is doing well. I wish nothing but the best for your highest good, whatever that is. I thank you for listening to this podcast. I thank you for coming back every Friday, because Friday is what? It's high day, all right? And I'm here to help you, all right? Please, please, please donate to this podcast. You can go on Anchor or Apple Podcasts. Click the donate button so that I can keep pumping out good information to you all. And I thank you for that. I love you. And I hope that every day you can tell yourself and you can look in the mirror and say, I love you to yourself. I love myself. Okay? Be better today, all right? And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. Whenever you have a moment, please slide over to my Etsy shop. I am selling my Unlock the Magic Oracle cards. They are daily guidance cards to help you start thinking about things differently in your life and to become more aware of how you feel and what you think on a daily basis. So those cards are to help you change your mindset, to help you think about things differently, like I just said, and to manifest things that you actually want in your life, to be more present, to focus, and to dream big, okay? So you can find those in my Etsy shop. The link is in the description of this episode, as well as manifestation candles and money drawing candles, all right? To help you attract more abundance in your life, all right? So check that out. Thank you. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here.